when I was reflecting the gospel today, in these days, I want to find out what the technique that one of the thieves, of the two thieves, that were nailed together with Jesus in the cross, how could he steal? Even at the last moment of his life, he was really smart and wise, a thief for me. All his life, maybe he was a thief stealing, but he knew either how to steal to be in the paradise of God. What interesting is it? The gospel is represented about the Messiah. The word Messiah means the Savior of the world. So Jesus was considered as Messiah, were foretold even before his coming, were told by the prophets. All the people that understand that Jesus come to save the world. But in the gospel today, presented as that, it seems to me that the people misunderstanding. From the beginning, from the authorities, the people that may understand more about the lawless or little everything, but even challenge Jesus. He saved others, let him save himself. If he's the chosen one, the Christ of God. The other, even the soldiers, the one that close to Jesus on the cross. If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. The third one, even one of the two thieves. Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. As the human being, for sure, each and every one of us, we dream, we are fighting to be a better life. If the people at the time of Jesus expecting this Messiah to come to save the world. If I'm not wrong, even the John the Baptist, if you read another part in the gospel, he doubted also about Jesus. That why he sent his disciple to ask Jesus when he was in the prison. Are you really the Messiah that coming, the one that we expected? Or are we waiting for another Messiah, even John the Baptist? What did Jesus respond to that disciple that bring back the message to John? You see, the discapacity can walk, the climb can see, etc. Jesus come to bring us life. If we put ourselves in that situation, that Jesus, the Messiah, but came to go crucified on the cross, as you know that way only for the thief and those who do the crime, the good nail in that cross. How could we trust or believe that he is the Messiah? Sometimes I put myself in that situation, I have no doubt. I may also deny. I could not see that Jesus is the Messiah in that way. But one of the thieves that have recognized when he came beginning from himself, he has seen that he was a thief. Of course, as a thief, it means that he did something wrong in his past life. But doesn't mean that it means that he also tried to find some way in order to have a better life. But maybe something not in the right way. I asked one lady this morning, which the right way that we know? Sometimes it seems that we pretend that we know we are doing the right thing. But at some particular moment, we may recognize that I am on the wrong way. I don't know if you agree with me. In some moment, I have to be surrendered. I have to say to myself, I'm the wrong way. So the gospel today really to invite us to continue to reflect this King of the universal, as you heard in the second reading. The King that come to serve, not to be served. The King that come to give life in plenitude. The King that come to give the world a peace, a true peace. Not only satisfaction, but the true peace. If there is one key word that I received from this one of the tip respond to Jesus. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Of course, for sure he didn't understand also what kind of kingdom, but he has seen the innocence from Jesus. There's some goodness come out from Jesus if he trusts to that kingdom. So that's the important, the trusting that Jesus can save his life. I have no doubt. If you read the gospel, you see even Mary, mother of Jesus, the one that received him in his womb. It means that she's supposed to understand very well Jesus. But there's many moments that you heard from the gospel. Even Mary doubted of Jesus. You remember 12 years at age of Jesus when he went to the Jerusalem, they got lost Jesus. When the parents found Jesus in the temple, Jesus told them, do you not know that I have to do the thing, the will of my Father? And how the reaction of Mary, our beloved mother, the same with the thief, she trusts in the power saving of God. Whether she doesn't know how is it, what is it, but she absolutely trusts. She received the word in her heart and contemplated it. So trusting is important. In the second boy, the word that Jesus responded to this thief, amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Today you will be with me in paradise. It's a beautiful word. I'm thinking why Jesus didn't say to that thief, I'm going to give the kingdom to you. Jesus not say that, but rather, today you will be with me in paradise. Be with. I love that word. Sometimes I also no doubt. I believe that the fullness of life is to be communion with the Lord forever. If today we may experience our life as well. We may have many things. We can gain everything. We can control everything. But we may lack one important thing. To be with. I want the husband in the way that I want, like this, I want the wife like this. I may want even the president have to be this. Where can we find the perfect person that we want? None of us is perfect. According to the first letter of St. John, all of us are sinners. Those who not say that we are not sin, we are lying to ourselves. So dear brother and sister, we are invited today to reflect this kind of king, the king that can come to save us, to deliver us, to liberate us to the truth, to a peace that nobody, nothing that can separate it, to be with others. So I really to invite you to sing the word that this thief said in the gospel today. I don't know. Can you help me to sing? I'm not a good singer. I think you know Jesus, remember me, no? The song, the same word that the thief said in the gospel today. You just sing only that phrase, no?
Jesus, remember me when you come into 주님이